And that concludes the question and answer portion of our forum. We'll now go to closing statements. I have to say that I felt a little strange actually being the one cross-examining the attorneys in this. But so with our closing statements, we'll begin with Ms. Pendleton.
Yes, I want to start out, obviously, by thanking WFIN and Chris for organizing this forum and really giving us an opportunity to speak to you, the community, you, our voters. That is so important for you to understand the differences between both Sean and I. I have sat up here tonight and have tried to impress upon you how I am tough on crime, how all of my legal experience for the last 7 years has been in Hancock County, and I am, in fact, the proven conservative candidate up here. I cannot even begin to tell you what serving you as assistant prosecutor for the last 7 years has meant to me. I am fighting hard, and I am fighting for you. You're my community. This is my home. Protecting you is my number one priority. When Phil Riegel moves on to common pleas court judge, as is most likely, I think the one thing that resonates with me is when Phil Riegel is out of the office, he leaves me in charge. That says more to me than any endorsement could. Phil, as a candidate for judge, cannot endorse or support any candidate, and I understand why the rules are the way they are. But the fact that he has enough faith and trust in me to leave me in charge of the office when he is required to be elsewhere means the world to me, far more than any endorsement could ever mean. I have been serving as assistant prosecutor for the last 7 years for Hancock County. I am ready now to serve as your next prosecutor. I look forward to your vote on March 19th. Thank you.
Mr. Rabbit.
Thank you also, Chris, for taking the time to moderate this event. Thank you to WFAN. This really has been informative. So last month, a political candidate came to our Republican First Friday lunch, and he said something that resonated with me. He said, every time we present to the voters, to the public, it is a job interview. And that's true. This is a job interview. And with any job interview, what's the first thing the interviewer looks at? And that's the candidate's resume. Does it meet the experience necessary for the job? And for the position of Hancock County Prosecutor, my resume meets and exceeds the skills and requirements necessary. I have served as a law clerk for the United States District Court, for the United States Attorney's Office. I have extensive private practice experience. I have extensive prosecution experience. And most importantly, I have extensive adult felony jury trial experience. I've published my resume for everybody to see it. Don't rely on what we say to you. Look at it. Don't rely on billboards. Don't rely on the literature. But the interview also doesn't stop at a resume. You also ask yourself, is this candidate the right person for the job? Are they approachable? Are they trustworthy? Are they a leader? Are they able to build and maintain trust and relationships? And are they an active member of the community? And that person is me. But here's the thing, we're both competing for your votes. We're both trying to convince you we are the right person for the job. But how does a job interviewer combat that? They check references. They check the records. Check my references. Call the elected prosecutor in Fayette County. Call the elected sheriff in Fayette County. And I urge each of you to search the local court records. Reach out to members of the legal community, the judicial system, and ask them who they recommend for county prosecutor. I don't know if it's going to be me, I don't know if it's going to be her, but what they will tell you is that Sean Abbott is qualified, experienced, and he's committed to his community. I am Sean Abbott. I am committed to keeping Hancock County safe, and I'm asking for your vote for Hancock County prosecutor on or before March 19th. Thank you.
And with that, we conclude tonight's candidate forum. Thank you for joining us this evening. We'd also like to thank the candidates for taking part in tonight's event. A reminder that the deadline to register to vote in the March primary is February 20th. Early in-person and absentee voting begins February 21st, and Election Day itself is Tuesday, March 19th. Also, we invite you to join us next Monday when we will hear from the Republican candidates for the Ohio House of Representatives in the 83rd District, John Cross and Ty Matthews. Thank you very much, and good night.